Grace and peace be yours from the triune God. This week, we come to the core of our Christian faith, the center point around which we gather, the story of Jesus' suffering, death, and crucifixion. From the outside looking in, it might seem that with the cross at the center of the story, we would be people of nothing but despair. But we are people of joy and hope precisely because of the cross. This morning, we began our worship with praise, remembering Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Typically, we'd wave palms with relish this day and parade into fanfare. We did our COVID best this year. But we know from today's liturgy that it doesn't end there. Today, we read the Passion of our Lord. From praise to lament, from celebration to suffering to abandonment to crucifixion. This turns our typical Lutheran dialectical of law and gospel on its head, in a way. We begin with accolades and end with the recognition of our sin and brokenness. But in some ways, this is exactly the Lutheran way. The law shows us where we fall short. The law points out where the world has not aligned with God's intentions. The law reminds us that sometimes our praise is hollow, our words being nothing more than sound. Our adoration of the Lord ought to change our hearts and our actions. This week, we are rocked yet again by senseless violence. Our hearts hurt for the beloved community in Boulder. And this is just days after the senseless loss of life in Atlanta. Our hearts hurt. Enough. We are sick with this. This is not God's intention. We are reminded that our faith doesn't always ease our sorrows and erase our sorrows, rather. We live in the already not yet of God's kingdom. We see the hope of the resurrection, but we live in a world still marred by sin. This is precisely why we read this story of sorrow today. We enter into Jesus' suffering because he has entered into ours. We stand witness to the cross and to the abuses Christ endured, his suffering bearing our own heartbreak, to the senseless suffering of the world. Jesus' suffering has purpose, redemption, transformation. The tomb goes from a place of death to a place of new life. Through our suffering, though our suffering might appear beyond redemption, the cross reminds us that nothing is outside of God's power, and that God's desire for life overcomes everything, even death. God's love for us is a love willing to suffer. The story of the cross is a story of despair, so that despair might be put to rest. The cross is our hope for this broken world. The cross is our hope for our weary souls. Hear today the story of transformation, the story of redemption, the story of our Lord crucified. Amen.